The Gemara Pesachim relates the following story. Towards the end of the second Beis HaMikdash, Erev Pesach fell out on a Shabbos. The leaders of the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael at the time were the Bnei Beseira. They were of the most learned men of their time. However, they could not recall the ruling of whether a Korban Pesach is brought if Erev Pesach falls out on a Shabbos. Slaughtering an animal is one of the 39 activities that one is forbidden from performing on Shabbos. However, the Korban Pesach can only be brought on Erev Pesach. The Bnei Beseira did not know which mitzvah took precedence, until Hillel came up from Bavel and taught that the Korban Pesach is brought even on Shabbos. In an unprecedented act of humility, the Bnei Beseira resigned their posts and elected Hillel, the new leader, in their place. But how was it that no one had remembered the law? How is it that no one recalled what was done the last time Erev Pesach fell out on a Shabbos? The answer is that Erev Pesach falling out on a Shabbos is a rare occurrence. Even today, with our set calendar system, there are periods where we can go more than 20 years between these occurrences. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when the calendar was decided month by month, according to the testimony of witnesses and the ruling of the High Court, it was conceivable for a lifetime to pass without Erev Pesach falling out on a Shabbos. Due to the extreme rarity of this event, the halacha had been forgotten. This year, we have the good fortune of experiencing an Erev Pesach Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos. We would be well served to learn the lesson of this Gemara and prepare ourselves by reviewing the laws of this day and not leaving it up to our memory. The first difference that we will encounter is in regards to the fast of the firstborn. There is a minhag for firstborn sons to fast on Erev Pesach. This is in commemoration of Makas Becharos, the 10th and final plague, when Hashem killed every firstborn Egyptian and saved every firstborn Israelite. In most years, this fast is observed on Erev Pesach, the 14th day of Nisan. This year, since Erev Pesach is Shabbos, the fast is observed on Thursday, the 12th of Nisan. There is an opinion in Shulchan Aruch that this year there is no need to fast at all. However, the minig is to fast. Like in all years, the minig is that one who participates in a Sudas Mitzvah, such as a Siyum, a feast made in honor of the completion of a field of Jewish study, then one may eat. If one was unable to attend a Siyum, then one should fast until nightfall. Now, after nightfall, one may eat a small amount of food, but should not eat a meal before completing Bedikas Chametz, the search for the leavened bread. Alternatively, if one had been fasting, one may appoint an agent to check for him and may then eat a meal immediately after nightfall. This leads us to the next significant difference, Bedikas Chametz. Bedikas Chametz is that last search where we inspect every crack and corner aided by a candle or flashlight. This is obviously not something that can be done on Shabbos. Therefore, this year, Bedikas Chametz takes place on Thursday night, the 13th of Nisan. It is performed with a bracha only on that night. After Bedikas Chametz, we are mevatel, we nullify the chametz that we have not found by reciting Kol Chamira as found in any Haggadah. If one will be unable to do Bedikas Chametz on that night, one should do the Bedika without a bracha on the last night that he will be present. Although Chametz may be eaten on Friday for the entire day, the minig is to burn our excess Chametz before the sixth hour of the day. This is done so as not to create confusion in future years when burning Chametz before that time is obligatory. There is no need to recite Kol Chamira at that time, since one may still eat chametz until Shabbos morning. One should calculate how much chametz his family will consume by Shabbos morning, and the rest should be destroyed or arranged to be sold. Many of us have the custom of selling our remaining chametz to a non-Jew. We do this by authorizing a rabbi to act as our agent to sell the chametz on our behalf. Of course, one is not allowed to conduct business activities on Shabbos. Therefore, one must make sure that arrangements are made before Shabbos for the sale of chametz. After the sale, the chametz being sold no longer belongs to the Jew. And unless special arrangements were made to allow the use of this chametz on Shabbos, one may not partake of this chametz. Therefore, one should consult with their rabbi to ascertain whether one is permitted to eat this chametz on Shabbos. If one forgot to sell his chametz before Shabbos, a rabbi should be consulted immediately. Shabbos morning, the minig is to start the davening early and to finish quickly so that we will have time to finish eating our chametz before the end of the fourth hour. The minig for the Shabbos meals is to use Pesach dishes and cook only kosher LePesach foods. However, one has an obligation to eat some form of bread at the Shabbos meals. There is a famous Gemara Yerushalmi that teaches that one may not eat matzah on Erev Pesach. And many have extended this minig of not eating matzah already from Rosh Chodesh Nisan or even earlier. So how does someone keep his home kosher LePesach and fulfill his obligation of eating the Shabbos meals? There are two ways that this can be done. One can purchase just the right amount of challah, such that it will be all consumed and there will be no leftovers. This should be carefully eaten over a disposable napkin. Any crumbs will hopefully all be caught by the napkin. The napkin should then be folded up and flushed down the toilet. One should then wash their hands and then sit down to their Shabbos Suda. Alternatively, one could satisfy the obligation to eat bread at the Shabbos meal by eating egg matzah. Since one does not fulfill their obligation of eating matzah on the Seder night with egg matzah, it is not included in the prohibition mentioned in the Gemara Yerushalmi. It is also not considered chametz, and one need not be concerned with egg matzah crumbs that fall on the floor. However, egg matzah is only considered bread when eaten in sufficient quantities. Some maintain that one must eat a filling amount of egg matzah in order to consider it bread. Others hold that so long as it is eaten in the context of a filling meal, then even an olive's volume of egg matzah is considered bread. Every person should follow their custom. Either way, one must make sure to finish eating any chametz or egg matzah before the fourth hour of the day. Now, for a list of when the end of the fourth hour is for many cities throughout the U.S., please see the OU website. At that time, any leftover chametz should be flushed down the toilet. The nullification of chametz should be performed at that time with the recitation of the Kol Chamira. Although egg matzah is not chametz, the custom of Ashkenazim is not to eat egg matzah on Pesach. There is a discussion in the poskim until what time it may be eaten on Erev Pesach. Igros Moshe, Moshe Feinstein, holds that the custom of not eating egg matzah begins at the end of the fourth hour of the day, the same time as the prohibition of not eating chametz. Because not eating egg matzah on Pesach is only a custom, the sick, elderly, and children may eat egg matzah. Even still, on Erev Pesach, they may only eat egg matzah until the tenth hour of the day, in order so that one would have an appetite for the matzah that is obligatory to be eaten at the Seder. The beginning of the tenth hour is approximately 5 hours later than the end time for eating chametz. Now, one of the most challenging halachas on Erev Pesach is fulfilling the obligation to eat Shalosh Sudas. The obligation to eat Shalosh Sudas begins after midday. At this point, one can no longer eat chametz or egg matzah. Therefore, there is no way to eat bread at this meal. However, since cooked matzah is permitted until the tenth hour of the day, one can fulfill their obligation of Shalosh Sudas by eating matzah balls. Cooked matzah was not included in the prohibition of not eating matzah on Erev Pesach because one does not fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah at the Seder by eating cooked matzah. If one eats Shalosh Sudas after the tenth hour, then one should eat meat, fish, or fruit. But either way, one should not eat too much, as one must ensure that he retains his appetite for the Seder. There is a custom to eat two bread meals in the morning to accommodate the opinions that hold that one may eat Shalosh Sudas before midday. Those who follow this practice should be careful not to create a situation where brachas will be recited unnecessarily. For example, one is not permitted to bench with intention of washing and saying Hamoitzi right away after. One should take a walk or do some other activity to break up the two meals. One can now see why it is imperative to wake up early on the Shabbos. If one wants to be able to daven Shacharis, daven Musaf, go home, eat a filling meal of egg matzah, bench, take a walk, and then eat a second filling meal of egg matzah, all before the end of the fourth hour. One is not permitted to prepare on Shabbos for Yontif. One should not set the table for the Seder, nor should one make any other preparations until after nightfall. One should prepare all the items for the Seder before Shabbos, so that the Seder can start as soon as possible after nightfall. One may not ask a non-Jew to do any preparations for them either until after nightfall. If one forgot to check the romaine lettuce before Shabbos, it should be checked on the Seder night. But care should be taken not to kill any bugs and not to do borer, selecting the bad from the good. Though normally borer is permitted on Yontif, in this case, since it was possible to be checked before Yontif, one is only permitted to do borer in an unusual manner, with a shinui, such as removing part of the leaf with the bug. If one forgot to prepare the shank bone or the roasted egg before Shabbos, then one can prepare those items on Yontif, provided they will be eaten from on that day of Yontif. This is because cooking is permitted on Yontif only if the food will be consumed on Yontif. However, we have a custom not to eat roasted meat on the night of the Seder. The roasted shank bone should be eaten by day. Although one is permitted to nap on Shabbos so that one will have enough strength to stay up for the Seder, one should not verbalize this intention, as this too is considered a form of preparing from Shabbos to Yontif. This is especially relevant in regards to dealing with children. Though one may coax them to take a nap, one should not say, "Go take a nap so that you could stay up for the Seder." Although we may have a myriad things that still need to be done in preparation for the many guests that will be joining us for the Seder, we still must be careful not to cause any disrespect to our special Shabbos guest, the Shabbos Queen. Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos avails us of a unique opportunity to prepare ourselves for the Yontif of Pesach through study and contemplation. Let us make the most of this rare commodity, and let us all enjoy a truly memorable and inspirational Yontif. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Kosher Tidbits.